Perigord looked down to the thick end of the trunk. Several creatures were throwing weapons at a shriveled leaf, which they had pinned to the trunk. A selection of axes, knives and javelins quivered from the wood all round the leaf. A shrew called Spikel held up a ribbon of crimson silk.
First to pin the leaf, dead centre, wins this.
Logalog balanced his rapier and threw it like a javelin.
A hit! The ghosts and cheeks hit it!
Gergen Spearback inspected the leaf.
Nay, tis not dead centre. A touch left, I'd say. Stand away now. Yon rimmin' had look fetching in my wife rough-tipped spikes.
Gergen stood on the 10-pace mark. Closing one eye, he licked the blade of his axe, sighted, and flung it spinning. It struck the leaf, slicing it neatly half through its middle. Gergen pulled his axe loose and wound the ribbon onto his paw.
See, that's how a water hog learns to cast his blade.
Midge Manycoat stopped Gergen strolling off at the prize.
If a chap could send his blade spot into the cut your axe made, would you give him that nice fancy ribbon, old fella?
Gergen chuckled so that his oversized boots quaked.
Hearken to this one. Tain't possible, master, eh? No beast can cast a blade as good as that in one throw.
Midge winked at Tammo, who was standing nearby with Pask.
Show the water hog how our patrol chuck a blade, Tam. Go on.
The young hare blinked modestly.
Oh, really, Midge? I didn't go in for showing off.
From his perch on the trunk, Perigord interrupted.
Go to it, Tam. Win the ribbon for young Pask.
3 paces farther out than the mark, Tammo drew his dirk.
It will, if you say so, sir.
The weapon shot from Tammo's paw like chain lightning. It hissed through the air and thudded deep into the centre of the split made by Gergen's axe. A roar went up from the onlookers. Bewildered, the waterhog chieftain inspected the throw.
Lack a day. I never seen a beast sling steel like that, young sir. What manner of creature taught thee such a skill?
Tammo grunted as he used both paws to tug the dirk free.
One called Russa Nodri. A far finer warrior than I'll ever hope to be. Keep your ribbon, Gergen. 'Twas you split the leaf.
But the water hog would not hear of it. He draped the crimson silken ribbon on Tammo's paw and bowed formally.
Nay, I'd like to see thee give it to thy pretty friend.
Tammo felt his ears turn bright pink as he draped the silk about Pask Valerian's neck. Every beast cheered him, and Perigord shook him warmly by the paw.
Your mother would be rather proud if she could see you now, Tam.